Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Today, the MSU Department of Theater will dedicate the new home of Summer Circle Theater. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on creating this new outdoor performance space on the MSU campus. This is a big improvement for Summer Circle patrons, isn't it, Scott?
It sure is, Mark. You know, you've been to outdoor theater performances.
Sure.
The conditions can vary, you'll agree. if you've ever attended a Summer Circle theater performance at MSU, well, the experience wasn't always pleasant. Being near the Red Cedar River next to the MSU auditorium, Summer Circle was often plagued by water, mosquitoes, traffic noise, you name it. Well, the new space will be much more comfortable and will host events beyond these student productions, too. I met with the chairman of the MSU Department of Theater, Kirk Domer, and Friends of Theater president, Jackie Babcock, at the new Summer Circle Theater performance space between the auditorium and the Kresge Arts Center.
Well, the trick of Summer Circle is all about the fact that we are producing performance art that is free to the public. And we've spent half our time building the stage in which to produce the performance art for the public. So having a permanent space, it was just a no-brainer. And when our donors came forward saying, we want a permanent home, it's been around for 54 years, I think we're doing okay, this was the time to move forward.
Jackie, I assume you've been a longtime patron of the theater department and Summer Circle Theater. Would you agree that something like this was needed?
I agree. As an audience member, I can tell you that there are many days when I would sit down there with my feet sort of standing in water, and I think this is just a great opportunity. Plus, this is really more accessible for people, closer to parking. It's a lovely setting. I think it'll just be really special for patrons.
So, Kirk, you're saying that the idea came from supporters of the department rather than the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam Austin from the Cyclotron and his wife Mary Austin were the ones. They were very supportive, been longtime supporters of Summer Circle, and really wanted to say it's all about the arts that brings the community together. So scientists alike, humanists, everybody, they find vehicles through the art to actually be a part of a community. And so that's where he wanted his support to go.
Jackie, what can you tell me about the fundraising effort for this project? What was the budget for it, and what did it take to raise the money?
Well, the Friends of Theater were asked to come up with $100,000 towards the total figure, and that was a little over a year ago, and we were told that we had 5 years to raise the money, and we all looked at each other and said, yes, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it quickly. And I'm happy to say that just a little over a year, we've very close to our $100,000. The entire project still needs a little more money, but the Friends of Theater really have gone out there and did it. We had several fundraising events. We have a big gala every spring, and all of the funds went toward that. Our big focus was the outdoor stage, and we had a fundraiser at Craig Mitchell Smith Studio in Meridian Mall, and we had a fundraiser at Bergdorf Winery. So we sent out mailings, we all contacted our friends. I think we still have friends. We made sure that they all knew about the stage.
Well, Kirk, it's a rather simple-looking design, but I'll bet the full budget was more than $100,000. Can you shed some more light on that for me?
Yeah, the budget was about $1.15 million at the end of the day, and a lot of it was about creating the infrastructure for Summer Circle. So again, running the wires for the audio, the electrical all underneath, preparing for digital means outside, and creating a weatherproof space. So this beautiful rubberized concrete that we have around us, it all drains beautifully. So Jackie's feet will no longer be in the mud. It will be on a nice bouncy rubber surface.
The stage itself is poured concrete with some simple brickwork.
Yes, and with that, we're actually going to build a semi-permanent stage over top. So it will go on for Summer Circle and come off so that we can use standard theatrical building practices to support them. Wind is always our enemy with scenery, so we want to make sure that it's stable for the creative process.
From day to day, does the scenery have to be moved inside between performances, or will this be able to protect scenery?
The scenery stays out, and we build it to endure the weather. The props, the costumes, all of that gets tucked away. And in this instance, though, the lighting actually gets to stay because a lot of the structure that's built into the space secures all of the wires from the weather so that we're able to plug and play every night.
Describe this tiered seating area for me.
Well, everything's based on the circle. Finally, Summer Circle will have a circle as a stage. And the designer, Deb Kinney, she was the landscape architect on the project, she used this sort of the curvature of the circle to build into the seating. So two of our tiered layers are accessible to all patrons. The middle one is not, but that gives a variety for people to do that. But we still kept with the open area right in front of the stage. Picnickers, they want to come, they want to sit close. Everybody has their own protocols for how they want to view Summer Circle.
I'm with Kirk Domer from the Department of Theater at Michigan State University and Jackie Babcock, who is president of the Friends of Theater, and we're talking about the new home of Summer Circle Theater outside the MSU Auditorium. In years past, when we've talked on WKAR about Summer Circle Theater, we would often add the line, bring something to sit on. Is this going to be amenable to that for people who like to bring lawn chairs or other things to sit on?
Oh, absolutely. The tiered structure is sort of like an amphitheater. So if you liked the bleacher seating, the cold aluminum, well, now we have cold concrete for you. And you can sit along the front edge of that, but they're all tiered deep enough so that you can bring your own lawn chairs. So you still have the picnic blanket area. You won't be on grass, but you'll be on a very soft surface.
Was it a bit melancholy this year having Summer Circle out on the grass and next to the river, knowing it was going to be the last season over there?
50-50. With the amount of rain we had, it was a celebration of the last time Summer Circle will be on the banks. But again, this Summer Circle was here in the 70s, in this exact location that we're at now. So, you know, we can go wherever we want to go. The difference was our scene shop forever was in the auditorium building, so keeping it close was ideal. Now we're over by Breslin Center, so we're touring Summer Circle. So it really doesn't matter where the location is. This just gives a lot more visibility to the street and to the audience members to actually see the work that we're doing.
What kind of planning is already underway for next season, next summer?
Nothing. Right now, our current process is to put our season up first, and then we balance it with our summer. We promote for our students to get jobs outside of here, wherever they want to go. Summer Circle is a great way for students to stay around for the summer, get professional credits, and continue their education so they can graduate in 4 years. We have a dual purpose in that respect. Generally, somewhere around November, December, we'll start floating shows. And what's the mission, what's the theme of Summer Circle? But we won't know until maybe February what we're going to be producing.
Now, on Thursday, there will be a dedication held. What can you tell me about the events of Thursday?
Thursday, we're going to showcase a scene from the play written by Rob Rosnowski called The Summer Circle. And what's cute about this, we had hoped that we would be built and ready to go last summer, so Rob wrote a play. And it's a children's piece that has an adorable moment where the kids gather around and start doing theater. And then they decide, well, why don't we build a permanent home? And why don't we offer it free to all of the neighbors to come? It's a very adorable event that really captures the spirit of Summer Circle.
What's the time on Thursday? And will it be right here
yes.
on the outdoor site?
Yes. Weather pending, we will be here on the site. It begins at 4:30. There's a few speakers. Luana Simon will be here, President Luana Simon. We're going to have Sam Austin, who was our primary donor on the space, will be speaking. And then the little skit by the students from the Summer Circle.
Will it be the same cast that performed it this summer?
Exactly. Yeah, it will be. We were lucky enough that everyone cast in the show were returning students.
Excellent. You must be looking forward to next summer, Jackie, keeping your feet dry and enjoying Summer Circle Theater at this new location.
I am. I think that this theater has really caught the imagination of the public. I was telling Kirk that I work on campus, and so I walk by it at least once a week. And last week, there were two individuals standing on the stage just sort of looking around, and I thought, you can feel like you're on stage. You really get a sense of how great this is. So yes, I think it's a great thing for the community.
Kirk, one last thing I want to talk with you about is that this will be home not just to Summer Circle Theater, but it is in the plans that there will be other events held on this site. What can you tell me about other things that might go on at this location?
Yeah, we're still working on the details for, you know, everyone seeing the site and saying, wow, there's some incredible possibilities there. So we're working on how people will be able to reserve the space. But I imagine wedding receptions. I imagine graduations. I've already been contacted by the fashion people in the art department, and they're like, we could do a fashion show out there. I imagine there's going to be classes out here as well. The art department generally has some drawing marathons that have been typically in this space. Now it's much prettier to do so. Also, our stage combat people are very excited about the levels and what they will be able to do in this space. So I have a feeling there'll be lots of arts-related programming that happens here.
Well, as people walk by this location in the months and weeks to come, I would encourage a glance over here because you never know what you might see. You'll see maybe the bare space like the three of us are standing on today, but you might see a wedding underway or combat rehearsal underway. There could be some fun things going on here when you least expect it.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to see what potential there is.
Well, Kirk Domer, thank you so much. Kirk Domer is the chair of the theater department here at Michigan State University, and we've also been talking with Jackie Babcock, president of Friends of Theater at MSU. Thank you both for being on Current State with us today.
Thank you. It was great. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, thank you, and come to Summer Circle Theater 2015.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.